Hello and welcome to Meditations. My name is James Aregan and I am the founder and senior pastor of Tetra Air Church International in Benin City in Nigeria. Meditation is designed to give you an opportunity to begin your day in the presence of God through hymns and songs, meditating on a verse of scripture and making confessions. Because I believe, like the Word of God says, that when you meditate on God's Word and you practice it, you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. Now, this morning, we are going to be meditating on the Word of God. But before we begin to do that, let us begin by singing this song. To the Lamb of God, this is just a beautiful way to begin the day. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. I hope you sang the song just now, and I hope that you are expecting to have a great day, because I believe God has great and amazing things in store for you today. Regardless of how yesterday was, today is a great opportunity for you. We're going to meditate on the blood of Jesus. We've been meditating on the blood of Jesus, and we're looking at scriptures that helps us to understand the significance of the blood of Jesus in our lives, and so we can appropriate it and we can live a victorious life. in this word. Now look at this. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, it says, "And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, for they loved not their lives unto death." So the blood of Jesus provides us with the power to overcome evil, including the devil and his demons. It signifies the ultimate sacrifice that leads to ultimate victory, especially when we do spiritual battles and we are always fighting. You've got to arm yourself with the blood of Jesus. Now, how do you arm yourself with the blood of Jesus? You realize everything the blood of Jesus has accomplished for you, and you live with that consciousness. Everywhere you go, you know that you are sanctified. You have a new, you are beneficiaries of a new covenant in Christ. You're reconciled with God, cleansed from your sins. You are redeemed, and now you have eternal life. So you can overcome whatever the enemy throws at you, whether he throws guilt or sickness or disease or hardship. You know that the blood of Jesus has given you victory, and so you are not afraid of what the enemy may throw at you. You have victory in Christ. You see, in Exodus, when God was going to deliver the children of Israel out of the Egyptian, he performed one last wonder. He was going to take away the firstborn of all the Egyptian. And so what he did for the Israelites, so that when the angel of death will pass over the land of Egypt, the children of Israel will be safe and secured. What did he do? He asked them to kill a ram and put the blood on the lintels of their house and on the sides of their door. And that was what delivered them. And that's why till today, the Hebrews and the Jews celebrate the Passover, because the Passover signified the victory that God gave them when he secured their firstborn from the angel of death. And so by the blood, evil passed over them. And so by the blood of Jesus today, that's how all the plans and all the onslaughts of the enemy will pass over you. That's how death will pass over you, because of the blood. Paul says, "I bear on my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, let no man trouble me." What marks you today? It's the blood of Jesus that marks you. And it marks everything that concerns you. The blood of Jesus separates you from the world and delivers you from the evil that the enemy has against you. Now you have to understand, the devil doesn't like you. He doesn't want you to succeed. And you know, sometimes I've said this to many people, when soothsayers come or people who pretend to be prophets and say there is a plan against you and your family, the devil wants you to die. Listen to me, that's not news. Of course the devil doesn't like you. He doesn't want you to prosper. He doesn't want you to benefit from all the things that God has given to you. You do not need a prophet. You do not need a soothsayer. You don't need anybody to tell you that your life is in danger from the devil and his demons. You don't need anybody to tell you. That's a fact of life. But you know today that because of the blood of Jesus Christ, you overcame and you will keep overcoming. The blood of Jesus protects you. It gives you that shield and protection. And if you do not understand what the blood of Jesus has accomplished for you and arm yourself with that, the enemy will make a mess of your life. He'll keep suggesting to you that you are in danger. He'll keep suggesting to you. And a lot of people are living in fear. And even when they pray, their prayers are out of fear. They're just afraid of what the devil wants to do. The Bible says God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. In the same way God delivered the children of Israel from the angel of death, that's how the blood of Jesus covers you from every onslaught of the enemy today. You are safe in Him. Jesus Christ says there is tribulation in this world, but in me you will find peace. And you need to understand that it's not a coincidence that Jesus chose to die during the Passover, because it was significant. It was a way of letting us know exactly what He was doing for us. He was putting a cover over us. That's why when Jesus was born, angels sang and they were rejoicing for man. They say, glory to God in the highest and on earth peace to man. They were celebrating because they knew what Jesus was coming to accomplish for humanity. And when it was time, Jesus chose the Passover to be crucified, to lay down His life and spill His blood for you and for me, so that forever we are redeemed, we are saved, we are sanctified, we are purified, hallelujah, we are set apart unto God, we are delivered. Ha! All of these amazing things that you and I come into in this new covenant because of the blood, when you arm yourself with this, it becomes protection against all of the onslaughts of the enemy, and you can walk in this word fearlessly with confidence. So go out today, do your business, do everything you have to do with confidence, knowing that the blood has marked you, therefore the enemy has no right to touch you. Live free today, because this is going to be a great day. Hallelujah. Now I want you to make these confessions, and I want you to speak from the depths of your heart. I want you to mean every word you speak. The Bible says that death and life, they are in the power of the tongue, okay? So I want you to use your mouth to mount yourself up as you declare these words this morning. Now say after me, I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I am victorious in all my ventures. I am strong. I can do all things through Christ. I am righteous. Sin has no power over me. Worshiping God in spirit and in truth is my new addiction. I am rich. I am above only. I work in divine wisdom. I am a child of God. My Father is the King of Kings. I am royalty. I am chosen, and I am blessed. Hallelujah. Today is going to be a great day. Amen. Thank you for joining me on Meditations today. For comments or to get more information, view the episode notes for contact information. If you live in Benin City area, you can attend any of our Sunday services at 8 a.m. or at 9:45 a.m. at our church venue, Tetraya Church International, at the Ugbo Road, Ugbo Village Road intercession before you get to BIU. I'll see you again tomorrow. Do have a beautiful day.